Well, Cork Hill Celtic have won their ninth consecutive title in the Ulster Senior League. And, well, the man who's mastered it over the last number of years has been there at the helm as a goalkeeper, now as a manager. And, well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by none other Gavin Cullen. Gavin, how are you? And first of all, how does it feel to collect your ninth title in a row?
Yeah, great feeling. I suppose it doesn't dampen that much, you know, after winning so many titles. It's still like the first one. It's a mighty relief, and thank you for all the hard work and stuff you put in during the season. You know, you'd be just delighted to achieve something at the end of it.
It all started back in 2013 for you, Gavin. Suppose, did you ever think that you would be one of nine in a row?
No, I don't think anybody would with any sense. I returned to the club from Coleraine that season. I felt myself personally that the team were very, very good and lacking a goalkeeper. And I sort of came back and I felt that I could have helped them, you know, won one league, you know. But to do what they've done over the period of the last 9 years, it's unreal. The level of consistency the group of players have had, the management, the club itself, you know, to keep coming back with new groups of players. We've 7 or 8, 9 players this season have won their first title. Our age group of the team is massively lowered, and they've achieved something that they'll always remember this season, and it's hopefully the start of many for them. But like to do it on such a consistent basis, to win one league. Yeah, any club that is an achievement to win nine is outstanding. You know, there's that level of consistency.
It definitely is, Gavin. And suppose sport, as you look at it as a whole, and you think, what do you have to get right in the dressing room? And no doubt, Cork Hill Celtic have been getting a lot right on and off the pitch. But obviously, on the pitch today, you know, you take in, as you said, the different players coming in each year, getting them to blend in. What can you put your finger down to why you have been so successful? Is there any one thing or a number of things?
There's a number of things. Look, we've got good players. We're always looking and trying to improve. We're always trying to set the standards. Our training, our attitudes to training, our attitudes to matches are first class. We know we're the team to beat every season, and everybody wants to beat us. And that sets its own challenges. Individually, look, when we look at players, we look at ability, but we look at an honesty and a commitment level from players, and we get that in abundance. And anybody doesn't buy into that doesn't fit, doesn't work out for them, you know, and that happens. But like on the whole, like we brought in 7 or 8 players this summer. It was the biggest overhaul we've ever had. Alexa Corey McBride, Jack Doherty, Finn McClure, Daniel Houghton, you know, to name but a few, and they've all fitted in like a glove, and they've all really added to the squad, and that's what you need. Like today we picked the team that we felt could win the match, and we're bringing the likes of Christopher Aldara, Finn McClure, Mark Moore, and Stephen Duffy off a bench. That's strength and depth, and that's what you need over a course of the season to win anything, you know.
And as a manager, to drop big names like who you mentioned there as well, it takes a bit of courage and a bit of belief in yourself as well.
Yeah, look, I thankfully over the 6 years I've been manager, there's been very few occasions where the players have come and questioned my decisions, which maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, I don't know, but I make them for the right reasons, and I don't believe in the word dropping anybody. We always pick a team that we feel that sets us up and gives us an opportunity to win a game, and the bench is always very important to us. We've probably won more games this season by making substitutes and boys coming on and changing games, showing that hunger, than we have with the starting 11. The starting 11 gives you a platform to achieve and get a result, but the squad and the depth that you have, no, 1G games and 1G titles.
Yeah, and the improvement of the Ulster Senior League over the last number of years as well. You'd won defeated Bunnygee United this year, and they've performed really well also, and Letterkenny Rovers always chipping away. So, you know, there's huge competition as well.
There's never been these games. The standard's very high. Like obviously, a lot's made of the amount of teams in the league, but that's up to other teams and other clubs to set to come up to that level. If they don't and they can't challenge themselves, then so be it. You know, that this may be a problem with society and in sport as well. But like we can only do our best, and any of our players move on to the League of Ireland or Irish League and play at a good level, we're delighted to see that. But I would love there to be more teams, but sometimes with more teams dilutes quality, and and that can happen as well. But the standard is very high. And as I say, the Stuhle level of consistency we've had over the years, I could be proven wrong, but we've might have lost 10, 11 league games over that period, which is phenomenal stuff. Like, and it's such a level to get yourself up every week for a game like that is some going.
Keeping players hungry too, I suppose, Gavin, from a management point of view, it's also so important as well. And getting that bond and trust with them, and that has been something that has, you know, it has been something that's been standout, as you said. You've only lost maybe 11 games.
Mm-hmm. The Kent instill a hunger in the player, they have it or they don't. You can demand things of them, and you can ask things, and you can leave them out or play somebody else ahead of them and challenge them to get their position back. But it's in them, and as I said before, like a lot of the players we go and sign, they've got quality and they've got ability, but they also, like, they're good lads and they fit into a group in a dressing room and they buy into what we're trying to do, you know, and that's huge, I think, at any level in any sport, and I think we get it in abundance, thankfully. We get it right more than we get it wrong, I think.
And yourself personally, how will you reflect on the season so far?
I felt at the start of the season, squad wise, we had such depth and such quality that I felt we could win everything. So we were disappointing the manner we went out in the Intermediate Cup. We still have another cup final to go for. A very disappointing on the North West Cup, losing to Bonaghia, felt we were sort of robbed on the day. But like, we've had injuries. We've missed Ronan Newman and Lawrence Toland at Ashing Minimum for large parts of the season. Three top players. Jack Doherty's been out for a spell, though. So, like, we've had injuries as well. So, we set out to start of the season to win a league. That's the job done. Hopefully we'll go and win another cup as well. But again, it's about improvement. It's about setting standards. And I believe when you go out, you want to win everything. So there's a wee bit of disappointment in it as well.
Setting standards is one thing, but each year you go out with that mentality, we're going to win the Ulster Senior League again. That's one cup we're definitely going to go for, and you've been successful. It's going to be a good night celebrations once again, Gavin.
It is, yeah. I think the boys are gearing up rightly to enjoy their night, and rightly so, because it's a big sacrifice for everybody over the year. You know, a lot of traveling, a lot of commitment, a lot of training, and you need that release at the end of the season when you achieve something, and they deserve every bit of it.
Look, Gavin, we're not going to keep you any longer here in Highland Radio with Sunday Sport, but thanks very much and congratulations to you and your side at Cockhill Celtic and all the supporters, and having 9 in a row, it'll go down in history.
Thanks very much. Good morning.